Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
I did not see the Jerry Seinfeld Pop-Tart movie, but I've heard from a number of people who thought it was brilliant, very funny, and then there are all these horrible one-star reviews, so I'm curious. I'll have to check it out. But I did mention here Friday that I've never had a Pop-Tart, that I'm the victim of a deprived childhood. And I posted on my ex and Facebook accounts about this. I've never received so many comments and reaction to a post. I said that I would try one this morning, and I'm ready right now. I have the toaster handy. I have the brown sugar cinnamon Pop-Tart.
Oh, solid choice, Bob. That's a solid choice.
That's what everybody said, that this is the best one. And I can't believe, like, I'm looking at the box, and you can put it in the microwave. You can also freeze it.
Mm-hmm.
I guess a lot of people like to do that. You can put butter on it.
Yep.
And then they sell some that are not frosted, too. Is that right?
That's right, yeah. And then you could just eat it. You don't even have to toast it. They're good even not toasted, but you definitely want to have it warm. That's the way
really?
I like it.
All right, well, let me just put it in the toast. You're only supposed to toast it for a very short time, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, hang on.
You know, and I was really surprised.
Oh, there's two in the foil pouch. Oh.
Maybe you can share it with me or Dave.
Oh, this,
you can
this
have mine. Dave, have you ever had a Pop-Tart?
I've had a Pop-Tart. I was a kid once. I like the kale. It's really
the kale Pop-Tart.
Yeah, yeah, right. It's they don't sell many.
This does not look appetizing. Maybe it'll look better after I toast it a little bit. But all right, here we go. Hang on a second. You don't get this on news radio, I'll
no,
tell you
not
that.
At all. Mm-hmm. Pop-Tarts all right. On the twos.
Yeah. All right. So I've got it on the lightest here. My toaster's working here. Okay. And then some of the comments are hysterical. Some person said, that's my favorite Pop-Tart. I still enjoy them mostly because they are the easiest 400-calorie morning fuel. Less than a bagel. And I love the cinnamon. Don't read the sugar content here.
Don't read the sugar content.
Don't read
You're
the
in a Pop-Tart, Bob.
Yeah, it's. I don't even want to read that. I don't want to be reminded here of what I'm going to be eating. But some of the other comments while this thing is toasting here. You pick the best flavor: cinnamon, brown sugar. Let's see here.
Although I like frosted strawberry, I have to tell you, frosted strawberry.
Yeah, a couple of people said that. Myers has the unfrosted cinnamon Pop-Tarts. Microwave 3 or 4 seconds. Toasted frosted cherry or toasted chocolate fudge are the best. Let's see. Are you kidding me? I grew up with Pop-Tarts. Yeah, I know. I'm in the minority here. Let's see. What else did people say? Why isn't this popping up yet? I think I got... Oh, there we go. Okay. And then a couple of people commented that the box basically tastes the same as the Pop-Tart if you eat that, and it has this, and it may be more nutritionally acceptable. All right, so hang on. Okay, I'm about to take the bite. Is News Nation covering this?
I don't know, but the ratings already are through the roof on this, Bob. They're peaking right now.
It smells good. It smells good. All right. I'm taking my first bite of a Pop-Tart.
What you're hearing is live coverage of Bob eating a Pop-Tart. On 720 WGN.
Well, it tastes like some sort of sugary cracker. I didn't get to the filling yet, I guess.
Try the filling.
Yeah. Well, I've tasted better junk, I have to say. But, okay. A little. I've taken two bites of this one Pop-Tart. Two come in a package, and I'm full already. It is pretty filling. Looking at these other comments from people. Get the unfrosted one and put some melted butter on them when they come out of the toaster. Really? Bob, don't tell Marianne what you're doing. let's see here. Well, anyway, I got to admit that I'm not hooked on Pop-Tarts now. Mm-hmm. I'm really not. I guess when you're 6 years old, this would be pretty exciting. Steve Grzanich would beg to differ, apparently.
I think this is good stuff. You know, I'm going to remember this morning forever. This is like sitting around the radio for
when the Hindenburg
chat,
blew up.
Or the Hindenburg, yeah. Fireside chat, Hindenburg.
Yeah.
Pop-Tart tasting.
100 years from now, the history of WGN. I need a break here. I got to wash this down with something. I got to tell you, that Pop-Tart is not sitting well in my stomach.
It doesn't sound like it.
Don't get me wrong. I mean, you put Goo Goo clusters in front of me, or dark chocolate raisinettes, or the peanut butter cups, and I can't stop eating them. But it's kind of like this. Where is it? This one comment on Facebook. Bob, you're not. This is in response to me saying that I never had a Pop-Tart and I would try one this morning on WGN. You're not missing anything. It's just cardboard with flavored paste on it.
I think Steve would tend to differ on that.
Yeah, apparently. Yeah.
Steve has the collection. Yeah.
And if you're not going to finish that Pop-Tart, Bob, I'll gladly take it off your hands.
Well, you can have the rest of the...
It still comes in twos, right? In those foil pouches?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Don't let that other one go to waste.
Right. Steve's on it.
And everybody, like, warned me. They get, like, super hot. Don't leave it in the toaster or the microwave too long, because the filling will give you a third-degree burn on top of what it does to your stomach.
Yeah, it's like magma.
Got a text. Oh, Bob, frosted cherry is the only Pop-Tart worth eating. Okay, maybe that one will be better than the one I have. But that cinnamon sugar one is the one everybody says is the best. So I decided to try that one.